Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Happy Memorial Day to everyone. We hope that you enjoy time with your family today, time with your friends. The kids I know are off from school. Some people are off from work. So we hope that today is a day of laughter and fellowship with your family, remembering the loved ones and those who have served the land of the free. We're going to continue with our topic today. The spirit of man can only reach its ultimate potential if and when it's combined with the Holy Spirit of God. So we're continuing last week's teaching. If you missed any part of it, you could go to the WMIE website, and the Make Your Day Count programs are available on demand. So if you click on the name of the program, Make Your Day Count, you'll be able to see the archived programs from previous weeks, previous months. And when you have that link, you're able to send it to family and friends who are outside of the listening area and out of the air time. So please share. If the message is impacting you, share it with your family and with your friends. It's accessible to anybody who has an internet connection. Our theme scriptures for this month is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 7. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look at things according to the outward appearance? If anyone is convinced in himself that he is Christ's, let him again consider that in himself, that just as he is Christ's, even so we are Christ's.
Now, could you imagine if everybody did that? You know, we're human and we live in the flesh. And in my personal opinion, I think the flesh is a flaw. We live day by day. You hear lots of wars going on and people arguing and fighting and people upset if they get too fat or too skinny or something happens and we react in a negative way. This is all from the flesh. If everybody did what this verse says and we live in the spirit connected to the Almighty, none of this would be. But God put us here for a reason. He put us here so we can be the ones to shed the light and to be connected in the spirit and to show those who live according to the flesh how to live according to the spirit so that we can battle and we can react in a godly way instead of in the flesh. Yes, I know it's very difficult. We have to do this day by day, moment by moment. Things are happening in our lives in this world. It's the way it is. It's the nature of life. And life isn't for the faint of heart, that's for sure. But if we stay connected and we do things according to what the Bible says for us to do, and in connecting with God and doing His will and trying to activate that spirit man in us to guide us, guide this flesh, this flaw that was given to us, even in sickness, we have to deal with a lot of illness and pain and suffering. Yes, I get it. We're all in it together. We all here on this earth walking in the flesh. But God gave us the Bible and a lot of guidance in it. There's tons of verses in the Bible that tell us how to live in the spirit. Paul gives us so many verses. He was so fleshly. He was killing Christians, and he was completely transformed, and he suffered so much. And even during his suffering, when he was in prison and bound by chains, he still knew that you have to live in the spirit. And he knew it personally, because I think he got stoned and he was dead, and he didn't know if he was here nor there. But he told us that we need to. There is something more, and we need to walk in the spirit in order to get by in this life and to have the peace and the joy that's available to us, because this life will definitely take away any peace and any joy if we let it. So we need to follow God, and that really is the only answer. I've been searching and searching in the early part of my life, and I know I found that this is the answer, because that's just the way we can survive in this life and be happy.
God made us with a space in us, the spirit of man, for him to come and dwell, to fill with the spirit of God. So there's another channel of communication that we have, and that is by the spirit. So we're able to communicate with God by the spirit, and we're able to know God through his word by the spirit. The Holy Spirit teaches us all things. It brings the word of God into remembrance. Just as to get a radio station to tune in your car, you turn the dial. The airwaves, the frequency is always there, but we have to be able to tune in to be able to receive it. So we have the place within us, the spirit of man, which tells us in Job chapter 32, verse 8, but there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. And again in Job 33, verse 4, the spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. So there's the place, the spirit of man, and it's filled then with the spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God. How? Through the word. As we are continuing in our relationship with Christ, as we're growing in grace, as we're growing in the knowledge of God and in his power, then we're able to operate at another level of maturity. So yeah, the natural man ain't going nowhere. It's always going to be there. The carnal man's always going to be here. But the spiritual man, we have to put into position to be the one that is management, the quality control.
1 John 4:1 says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." So we have to have discernment on what is of God and what is not. You know, we can get fooled very easily into thinking that something is good when it's not. So we need to have discernment so that we can follow the right path. And Proverbs 16:2 says, "All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits." By the principles or terms of engagement, standard of the Lord. In other words, everything is good in our eyes. We don't know. We look at something and it appears to be good. You know, they have fake diamonds, and I'm telling you, they're beautiful. And the only way to tell if a diamond is real or not, by looking at it with a fine-tooth comb. And so we need to do this when we see things that appear to be good, and maybe they're going to lead us down the negative path. So we need to be very discerning to know that what we choose to follow in life is from God. And examples, various sports, the winner is determined by principles and not the game for all the sports. In other words, you determine that if somebody wins a game, he wins it fairly and faithfully. He doesn't win it for deception. You know, we watch a lot of baseball, and we see they're so good at it, you know, so we know that they are doing it so that they can give us pleasure. But suppose, like, you watch a game and they see somebody do something wrong, then you know they will get a foul or they will get kicked out. So it's the same way in life. We do things for fun, and things could be fine and dandy, but you come along with somebody doing something that's not of God, and then you can be very easily fooled into thinking what they're doing is the right thing, but it's not.
We have to be familiar with the genuine, and I know that was the case when I used to work at the bank. I worked at the bank for a long time, and everything was counted by hand. And we would touch the bills, count the bills. And often we found counterfeit bills by hand. It wasn't a pen. It wasn't holding up to the light. It wasn't the machine. It was just being so familiar with the genuine consistency that when we did touch a counterfeit bill, we were able to then pull it out and to do further observation and such on it. So how did they get into the bank? They came in through people who had less experience handling money. They came in through deposits. So the person who passed the counterfeit bill, who didn't know the genuine, wasn't able to identify it, there, who received it, they took the loss. So if somebody gave them a fake $20 bill, that business gave away $20 worth of goods for something that was of no worth. Because we just, what do? We just take it out of the deposit. They said it was a $900 deposit and there's a fake 20 in there. Now it's an $880 deposit. You know, we didn't suffer any loss because we were able to identify the counterfeit. So it's the same when we have the word of God and we know what God says, his principles, his characteristics, his traits, his responses. When we know God, then we're able to more easily identify the counterfeit. There in 1 John 4, verse 1, it said that many false prophets have gone out into the world. And again, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 through 2, it tells us, now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. So there, the Bible doesn't hide the fact that there's another influence in the world. The Bible doesn't hide the fact that there's another thought pattern that's battling for the mind of Christ. It comes in opposition to the Word of God. So the Bible openly tells us that. So we have to be prepared. We have to know. We have to have assurance through the Word of God. As we get to know God, we know his characteristics. Just like as we get to know people, we can determine what their response would be in different circumstances or situations based off of their character and their integrity. So when somebody comes, when a person comes and they try to say something against another person that we know, that we love, that we know their character and such, we can discern it. So it's the same thing with God.
Yeah, and another thing, we have to be very careful about the internet. You know, there's a lot of deception on there, and that's brand new. I mean, this has been with us all our lives, but now we have to be extra vigilant and extra careful because the devil goes around and seeking who he may devour. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.